Hey, good morning. It's back to school time here at UL Lafayette. This is the Medicine Ball Caravan. I'm Cecil Doyle. And we've got an hour of great music in your future, hopefully. You keep that dial or web browser at KRVS. We're going to feature a track off of the new album by singer-songwriter and fine guitarist doing some great slide work. I'm talking about Guy Forsythe, an Austin, Texas mainstay. He's got a new album called The Freedom to Fail. We're going to get to a track from that, but let's start off with this new one. This is John Hiatt already has another album coming out. It's called Mystic Pinball. It'll hit the market on September 25th, and it's one rockin' new album. From Mystic Pinball, this is John Hiatt and something called Bite Marks.
We'll be right back. can't share. Don't give me diamond rings, all those so-called finer things. They don't matter when they are not there. I don't need more clothes if I'm not freezing. My time, love only matters when it's real.
Monkees, Michael Nesmith there from the second album, More of the Monkees, their biggest seller from 1967, and actually an introduction to country rock for the nation. At least that was where I was first aware of it. Though the Birds were doing it, I just wasn't hearing them because the Monkees were on TV from 1967. And that was James Burton and Glenn Campbell actually doing the guitar work on that Michael Nesmith composition, The Kind of Girl I Could Love. Before that, from Austin, Texas, singer-songwriter, guitarist Guy Forsythe with The Things That Matter from his new album, The Freedom to Fail. And John Hiatt has a new one coming out on September 25th, and just a little over 4 weeks, we heard Bite Marks from the new album, Mystic Pinball. Weather for the KRVS listening area. About a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Yeah, we could use a break after this weekend, huh? Mostly sunny with a high of around 89 degrees, a north breeze at 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies this evening, a 70%, a low of 70, just a slight chance of rain in the evening, and mostly sunny again on Tuesday with a high near 90. Currently it's fair and 83 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. This evening, John D. Graham and Mike June, two great singer-songwriters from Austin, Texas, will be performing at Cité des Arts. That begins at 7:30 p.m. For more information, you can contact Cité. Their number is 337-291-1122. And I mentioned that classes have begun today here at UL. And if you're interested in taking traditional music courses here at UL Lafayette under the direction of Mark DeWitt, there are many, many offerings, including Wilson Savoy instructing traditional music ensemble, Al Barard doing beginning Cajun fiddle, Corey Lede instructing beginning button zydeco accordion, and the Music of the World presented by Professor Mark DeWitt. You can check it out at give them a call at 337-482-6729 to find out information about registering. And a reminder that this coming Sunday, Lush Pa, a fundraiser for Cotafil. As many of you are aware, Cotafil cut a lot of funding from the state this year. There is going to be an evening concert, and it will be broadcast here on KRVS. Many people are expected to be in attendance, including Zachary Richard, the band Faux Filet, and many, many others. You can hear that right here on KRVS coming up. Over the weekend, I was in San Antonio checking out Crosby, Stills, and Nash Live, finally. And look, those guys are as good or better than they've ever been. And we're going to listen to tracks from their new live album, 2012. But let's begin with this cut from 1968 from the John Wesley Harding album. This is Bob Dylan. Thank you.
If you're traveling in a north country fair, where the wind blows heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lived there. She once was a true love of mine. If you're traveling with snowflakes gone and the rivers freeze and the sun ends, please see that she has a coat so warm to shield her from the howling.
This is David Crosby, and you're listening to KRVS FM in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Gonna be long. It's been a long time
coming.
Going to be a
long
everyone, this is Graham Nash, and you're listening to KRVS-FM in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Just
Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Graham Nash sounding as youthful as ever. Taken from the new 2012 live album, had the opportunity to catch them at the historic Majestic Theater in San Antonio on Friday evening. One of my favorite concerts, I think, of all time. And I don't know if it's just that I wanted to see them just about all of my life and finally have, but their performance was remarkable. We heard Cathedral, before that Long Time Gone, and Stephen Stills doing Girl from the North Country, the Dylan tune that probably got one of the biggest applauses of the night. And we started off with some Bob Dylan from the 1968 release, John Wesley Harding and The Wicked Messenger. A playlist for this and other KRVS shows can be found on our website at krvs.org. Also, if you want to send a request or an announcement, you can do that by reaching me at medicineballcaravan@gmail.com. This is the full-length debut of the album, of the group Poor Moon. They consist of Christian Wergo and Casey Westcott, both members of Fleet Foxes and former members of Pedro the Lion and Crystal Skulls. This is from their debut album and sounds a lot like early Neil Young. This is Clouds Below by Poor Moon.
Girl, Tomorrow, I just don't know. to know how it will be. Me and him, or you and me. You both stand there, your long hair flowing, eyes alive, your mind still growing, saying to me, what can we do now that we both love you? Really see, why can't we go on as three? You are afraid, embarrassed too. No one has ever said such a thing to you. Your mother's ghost stands at your shoulder, face like ice, a little bit colder, saying to you, you cannot do that, it breaks all the rules you learned in school. Really see, why can't we go on as three? We love each other, it's plain to see. There's just one answer that comes to me. Sister lovers, water brothers, and in time, maybe others. So you see, what we can do is to try something new. If you're crazy too, don't really see, why can't we go on as three?
Back to the Crown of Creation album by Jefferson Airplane, Grace Slick doing a David Crosby number that Crosby originally wrote for the Byrds about a relationship of three that they didn't want to put out because they thought it was too controversial, and this was one of the reasons that sparred Crosby to leave the Byrds and hook up with Stephen Stills. That was a tune called Triad. Before that, Canned Heat, with a tune that the late Alan Wilson wrote in 1969 following the Apollo moon landing, Poor Moon. And then we started off with the group known as Poor Moon with Clouds Below from their new debut full-length album on Sub Pop Records, simply entitled Poor Moon. Stay tuned. Coming up next at 12 noon, it's Valerie Green with Harpistry, and at 1 o'clock, it's Andre Broussard with The Flip Side. I mentioned that it was a first day of school, so let's go back and listen to this classic Sonny Boy Williamson tune as interpreted by the Grateful Dead from their 1967 debut album. morning, little schoolgirl.
Hey!
Classic tune Kidnapper as done by the Revelers. They're guys you know. You know those guys. Daniel Kulick, Glenn Fields, Blake Miller, Chaz Justice, Eric Fry. Their debut album is out. And without any further ado, that was the Revelers with Kidnapper. And then before that, the Grateful Dead doing Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. Wrapping up this edition of the Medicine Ball Caravan, which was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Programs on KRVS also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Stay tuned. Valerie Green is next with Harpistry, and at 1 o'clock, it's Andre Broussard with The Flip Side. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great day. Again, if you want to send a request or post an announcement that I can possibly do on the program, you can reach me at medicineballcaravan@gmail.com.